It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So we need to talk about 30-year-olds. 30 on up today. And this came about because the other day I was at my buddy's house. It was actually his brother's house. I was picking my buddy up. And his brother is your age, Josh. He's 29 years old.
Okay.
And he just got his first place. And I was in there, you know, kind of farting around looking at his stuff. And he had the trifecta going on. He had, at 29 years old, posters on the wall. He had the white particle board furniture, a lot of like IKEA stuff. And as he was showing me around, yes, he did show me the bedroom, and he had the mattress on the floor.
Ew, no.
It was like the three things that you should definitely not have as you're approaching 30 years old. And I kind of laughed and poked fun at him and blah, blah, blah. But I think those are three biggies as you're approaching 30. No posters on the walls.
Yeah.
Get nicer furniture and get a bed frame, for God's sakes. Get the mattress off the floor. And so, you know, as I was laughing about that, I did come into work because Josh, yes, is quickly approaching 30.
I don't say quickly, just approaching.
I mean, he is speeding down that tunnel. Right. He's going to hit 30 very soon.
Yeah. Every day looks more and more like it. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
No, it's
Josh.
True. It's true.
Kidding.
I mean, yeah, we're getting there.
And I'm wondering if you have things around your house that you're wondering if you need to get rid of.
Yes.
Or if people have told you that.
100%.
I know we've got one of your buddies, Nate, on the phone that we're going to talk to. Actually, I can just pull him up right now. Hey, what's up, Nate? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Nate, are you 30 already?
I unfortunately am, yeah.
A little bit older than me. Yeah.
So Josh, set this up with Nate and how you want to present this.
Yeah, so Nate's been my best friend for over a decade now, and it's one of those things where, like I said, I was thinking about this. I'm 6 months away from 30 now, and I'm like, I'm, you know, well known for being a Lego lover over here. And I'm just like, man, if I really want a wife, I might have to start getting rid of some of these things. I can't decorate my place with Legos. I can't do that anymore. And so I was talking to him and I was like, well, Nate, what do you think? You know, what did you do when you turned 30? Did you make a list of like, this is what I need to get rid of or anything like that? And he actually did. You got rid of a couple things, right, buddy? Like you were starting to think, I'm getting into the decade of, we got to be more mature now and not so, you know,
childish.
Yes. So, Nate, you told me a couple things when you were texting last night, man. What did you start to get rid of, or what did you start to get even once you turned 30?
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys kind of mentioned one of the things, which is the particle board. those IKEA, I mean, that $30 little nightstand is great, but you don't have to get, I don't think you have to get something super nice or even brand new. You can get a lot of nice things off Marketplace, but you got to get rid of the IKEA stuff. And then the other thing, if you have any bed sheets that have that are either navy blue or have any pictures on them, you got to get rid of those.
No Spider-Man sheets.
Yeah, no cartoon sheets.
No Star Wars sheets. I think Star Wars is what we have to worry about with Josh.
You do.
Do you have characters on your sheets, Josh?
No, I don't. I have.
You don't? Okay.
Normal, what do they call the nude colored sheets or whatever they call
it?
Beige. Beige, yeah.
Okay. What was the color you didn't recommend, Nate?
Blue?
Blue?
Navy blue.
Why?
Navy blue.
Is it naughty?
That's just a very high school, college, you know, struggling in your early 20s type of color.
Girls don't like it. Yeah.
Huh.
I had no idea
also,
color.
What, Nate?
Also, I was saying if you want to really step it up in your 30s, you can get a duvet.
You can.
Okay.
So a duvet is a classy piece of fabric.
Yeah. Like, well, they have covers, so.
Yeah. If you want to you really class up your bed, get the duvet for sure.
Get the duvet. Well, I have a duvet. I will say that. I do.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not totally childish. It's not a Star Wars duvet either. I think
right?
We're good there.
Obi-Wan Kenobi on that duvet, Josh. What about multiple pillows, too, right? That'll class it
you
up.
Have
That'll
to.
Class up the joint real quick.
Oh, yeah. You got to have more than two pillows.
Yeah.
Same with the towels. You got to have these things called decorative towels, which apparently you can't use, but they're there.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. They
this
have
is so
like
funny.
Some kind of print on it, usually like your name, right?
Those
the
are the
of
towels
name.
For the guests,
yeah.
Nate.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Are you married?
Your girlfriend hangs
oh,
them
girlfriend.
Up.
Okay, so obviously
and,
yes.
And she says, if you touch this, you know, bad things are going to happen.
That's hilarious.
That's so good.
So what do you think Josh should do with all of his Legos that he has displayed everywhere?
Oh, don't say anything. Come on.
Okay. So the Legos are classy if they're displayed correctly. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
There's a certain way to show them, you know, a little feng shui that you can have.
Keep it all to one room, essentially?
I'm sorry?
Keep it all to one room, essentially?
Yeah, maybe a little guy's room in the back.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, yeah, get him out of the living room. Get him in nice glass cases.
Glass cases. That's what I was thinking too, right? Yeah.
But I think this current generation, what would you call yourself, a young millennial?
I'm the last year, I think. So like a young millennial.
So
yeah.
I think that whole generation, like, you're making it so Legos are cooler in our later years. Like, when we, you know what I mean? Like, Legos, people who played with Legos in their 40s when I was a kid, that was weird. Like,
all I know
but
is Jeremy can't talk
a little
at
bit
all.
More okay.
Jeremy can't
I can't
talk at
all.
Talk at all.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Is like, your Lego stuff is displayed, right? Like,
yeah,
prominently.
Yeah,
like, you walk in, you see it.
You'd walk in, you would see them. Yeah.
My action figures have been delegated to the basement. Like,
yeah.
You've got to make a pilgrimage down to the basement, turn on some lights, and then you can see and find them.
Was that a wife
decision? They're tucked
decision?
Away. It was a
mutual.
It was a mutual decision for
sure.
All
right.
Yeah, because I don't want. It's embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, that you still collect.
It's embarrassing a little bit.
I mean, also Josh, you know this. Some Legos are sort of a status symbol. Like if you know, you know. Because some of those pieces are kind of expensive. Actually,
yeah, they are
incredibly thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm saying it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, the things you can make Legos out of now are a lot more stylish
and decorative.
Can you
make an engagement ring out of a Lego, John? I don't think so.
No.
Nate, go live your life. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Nate.
No problem.
Bye, Nate. Amanda's on the line. Amanda, did you want to sound off about Josh's Lego collection?
I did. So, good morning, guys. I have an appreciation for Legos. Like, I've got some displayed in my house. And, you know, like all the flowers. I've got a few cars. I don't think they need to be like in glass cases, but I definitely feel like, you know, they should be on a shelf or something like that. But I do think that some women out there can find an appreciation for building Legos and having that as a hobby.
How old are you, Amanda?
I'm 34.
Okay, are you so single?
So you're into it. Yeah.
I am a single mom. Yes. Yeah, so
okay.
Like,
I like it.
Cool. There you go.
Need a, be able to do that not only with my kids, but then I get to like display them around my house. I've got, you know, a few of the floral things. I've got one of those big like 9/11s hanging on my wall. So I think that it's a really cool hobby to have. There's way worse hobbies out there for sure.
Well, yeah. And I was going to say, I think people don't understand when you hear the word Legos, you think of childish stuff. And I understand that there's some really cool, expensive adult, like they say 18 plus Lego builds that you can build. I mean, it's
18
like
18 plus.
Well, meaning like it's tougher than for like a child to build. You can make the Eiffel Tower, you can make the Titanic, which is one of the biggest Lego displays you can have. And I think, like, Amanda, it's one of those things I've spent with my collection that I have, like, thousands of dollars on this. I don't just want to get rid of all of it because it's something that I enjoy to display as well, not just build, you know?
Exactly. And I kind of feel the same way. And I think that, you know, the right person or the right group of individuals, friends, dating life, whatever, they have that appreciation for it. And you wouldn't want to get rid of those things because you have invested not only time and money, but, you know, the detail that it takes to actually go through and build one of those intricate sets.
Yes, very sore thumbs constantly, Amanda.
Yeah, he does.
Very sore thumbs.
I like Amanda.
Barely
I agree 100%.
Amanda, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling in this morning, sounding off.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Here's Chelsea on the line. Hi, Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think about this when you turn 30, what do you need to get rid of?
First, I want to say the Legos aren't bad. It's more like the action figures. Playing around the house.
Okay. Jared, do we have to let her go?
I know.
Shots fired.
I have old action figures, Chelsea. But
I don't mind the Legos because, I mean, yeah, like she said, it can be really cool.
It can
be. Mine's like a little bit shifted a little bit. I still have my prom dress from high school.
No
way.
Do
you try it on a lot, though?
I don't think I would fit in it.
So I will tell you, Chelsea, there's been multiple messages coming in from people saying as you hit 30, you got to get rid of your, like, glory days. You've got to get rid of high school trophies, awards that are hanging on your wall.
Clothes,
medals. Yep. Get rid of your letter jacket out of your closet, that kind of stuff.
I don't want to get rid of the letter jacket,
though.
I'm sorry. You've got to get rid of the letter jacket now.
Well, that's where I'm, like, Chelsea, with you, or can we pack this stuff away so that we can maybe look at it later in our lives when we're in our 60s or 70s?
Reminiscing.
Like,
closet.
Yes.
It's like, covered up.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so you don't see it when you walk in the door, like, all the Lego pieces and the box, you know, how no box how frame long, on the floor.
How long ago was prom for you?
I'm 32.
That's so it was a little while ago.
I mean, okay.
I want you to put the dress on this weekend. Put the dress on this weekend and just walk around in it.
Yeah. Love life.
Up, but yeah, I'll try.
Do Please a whole do. Like photo shoot and post it on Instagram.
Yeah, get
like,
yourself
this is me.
A corsage.
Glory
stuff.
Days.
Chelsea, thank you for calling. Good luck with the prom
you.
Dress. Bye.
Have a great Friday, guys.
You
thank
too.
You too.
All right, let's hop on. We got time for one more. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think we should get rid of once you turn 30?
Well, this is a get rid of and a get. So you got to get rid of the twin or full-size bed, and you got to get a queen or a king.
100%.
Yeah. You don't want to yes. bring somebody home and try to get in a twin bed together.
No. Well, even the industry says that, because once you get to a queen-size bed, you can't even buy the fun character sheets anymore. You have to buy the, yep. the solid
oh,
or the old lady
so
sheet.
Funny.
I
know?
Would take that challenge though.
Right? That's
so like funny.
You can find anything on Amazon.
New business idea unlocked.
So, so what do your boring sheets look like, Jennifer?
They are like a purple tie dye.
Ooh,
Ooh.
Those aren't boring at
that
all.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And it's a king size bed.
Hey.
Good for you.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one, Jennifer. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Bye. Jennifer.
Do you have a queen size bed, Josh?
I have a king.
Just for you?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah. I need my
You
I
are rich, homie, Josh.
I sprawl out. Just
rolling
man.
Around starfish
well,
pose
I took that,
over here
I took
all day.
That from my parents' house when I
Did
moved
you?
Out. Yeah.
Although I've talked to you, it's usually like three or four people in bed with you at the same
yeah,
time.
Well,
so.
You know how it is.
I've heard the stories.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.